This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Talk with Lukhona Mnguni. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Power 98.7.
Well, indeed, we are on Power Talk right here on Power 98.7 with myself, Lukhona Mnguni. We will be bringing you that conversation shortly with Gilberto Martins, the head of administrators at Emfuleni Local Municipality. I can see the lines are blazing. They are flashing. People want to get a chance to win on that hamper as we celebrate 8 powerful years of existence. But we'll get to that shortly. Keep those calls coming. Do you know who those three voices are? Hey. Ngathi wonke umuntu ufuna something. Gilberto Martins, good morning. Welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning to you and thank you for the opportunity. Hope you're well.
I am well and I hope you are. I'm not sure if administrators are ever well, but you can tell me.
Under the difficulties, we just got to serve the community and that's important.
Absolutely. I mean, Gilberto, you've been at Emfuleni for a few months now and you were joined by other administrators as of May 17. Well, I mean, let me say a few months, but you've been there now for some time. How is the work going at the moment? What are some of the issues you have been able to unearth and make sure that you are taking this municipality to a new terrain of existence?
Well, once again, thank you for the opportunity. Well, we've been here since December, this team of administrators, myself. And the one thing we've successfully been able to do is look at the backlog of payments. There was immense payments, particularly to the SMMEs and the smaller township economies. So we were able to pay approximately 250 providers who had outstanding accounts. We haven't paid everything because obviously some of the invoices might not still be with us and they might be lying around. But the one thing we've achieved certainly is we've paid, as at December when we got a list of creditors that were due money, we have paid them all. So it was just good because many of them were with small economies. The second thing that we've done, as you would know, the Department of Water and Sanitation is coming in to do the Section 63, where they look at the water and the sanitation, and that's been agreed to by Cabinet. So we're now on the final throes of working that out. It will certainly give us a complete lifeline of the infrastructure and how we're going to be able to then do that. So in future, we don't have the terrible situations we have at the moment of pump stations not working, backing up and swirling the streets. So that's also obviously not, and these are not my victories. These are the victories of the full team that is working with us, including the community. The third thing I think, which has been really good for us as well, we've completed the HR audit. They've done a complete HR to see if it's a fit for purpose municipality, to see how we're able to really make sure we've got the right people, right skills, right training to deliver. Mm. And then, of course, through the province, we're about to receive numerous waste trucks, which has been obviously from the province, from the Department of GDOT. They'll be coming to us possibly in the next 2 weeks through the Premier. We've also, at the same time that we've done it, we've completed the 173 million rands of road surfaces. So we've got some victories, but I really wouldn't want to say we're there. We've got a long way to go. We have lots of vandalism, which is a terrible thing. You know, cables get stolen. Sadly, a month and a half ago, they killed two of our security guards to steal cables. So we've got many challenges, but to the community of Vanderbijl Park and Vereeniging and all the surrounding areas, a big thank you just to hang in there and keep working with us.
Yeah. And Gilberto, I mean, that date I was referring to, the May 17th, was the date you appeared, with the Gauteng government, giving us an update, some progress report in a form of a panel discussion. One of the things that were highlighted in that particular report back was the fact that, you know, there's a bit of under-collection, by the municipality, because some people have bypassed their meters, and even those who want to pay dispute the municipality. I mean, this is clearly part of the broader milieu of billing problems that we tend to have. How are you managing to sort that out?
Yeah, we've done with creditors. We're now onto the debtors. So we've now identified 20 top businesses, 20 top residences, and 20 top government departments, if they're there, who have not paid us. There's a major dispute on the billing. Unfortunately, the bridging of the meters, the illegal connections. 2.5 weeks ago, the executive mayor went into areas with illegal connections under police guard, and we took out, because what happens, an illegal connection, not only is it about money, it overloads the system. which then, that's why we have 3-4 stuff stations blowing up in 2 months, because it's complete overload. Mm. So that is a big issue. That is our next really big task. We've identified the key, let's call it the key problems. We have to get a dispute resolution in there, and we are busy with it. But certainly the one thing that we're saying is, yes, we can say, well, we've got 6 billion owed to us, but is it real 6 billion? It might not be, because there's many things. There's leakages of water. We're losing 40% of our water. So sometimes people, not only are they bypassing meters, but to get survival, they put 2 or 3 houses onto the same meter. Mm. So it becomes an issue. But that certainly is one of the big issues. And obviously, the smart meters, we need to really look at that and see how we're going to get it to work properly to start collecting. But that is a longer term, and certainly big businesses are also part of it, interestingly enough. So we've got some very big businesses who owe us 10, 15 million rand. They're disputing accounts, and that's what the business at the moment.
And Gilberto, what systems do you then put in place to, you know, handle these disputes? Because they are effectively material disputes, they are historical. How do you make sure that you put a system with enough integrity that everybody would trust and believe in its outcome?
Well, look, it's got to be independent. It can't be local officials, because we've heard some incredible stories of what happened to with officials. So what we've been looking at and working very closely through MEC Mayela, we're working with Mayor Messina from Ekurhuleni and Mayor Makuba from Johannesburg, because they've got these systems in there. They've got dispute systems. And thankfully to them, they're helping us to bring in systems, bringing in a call center. So it won't be the people that are there looking at it. It's got to be credible, as you rightly say. Let's tackle the issue. If you owe us 100, but you know 20 is not disputed, pay us 20 and the 80 we'll then make sure we sort it out and get you can even do a type of amnesty like we did in Tshwane. You pay us everything up front and we will take away all the interest. It's those kind of things that we need to do, and that's what we're doing now with the debtors, because we're now out of the creditors range.
Gilberto, in some instances there was a tour done by the MEC for Cooperative Governance and Human Settlements around Mfuleni at some point this year. And one of the things that was seen was quite some wastage in procurement, where there are certain goods that are procured and then they are put in various storage facilities and they don't get to do the work that they've been procured for. How well are you doing in cleaning up those kind of situation where some goods have been procured but have not necessarily done the services that they were procured for?
Yeah, it's interesting you raised that. About 4.5 weeks ago, I got a serious complaint from the Vanderbijl Park fire station that didn't have any toilet paper. And I said, I'm fascinated, because in the storeroom, 2 kilometers away, there's reams and reams of toilet paper. So unfortunately, in the SCM, there's been a major overhaul in the SCM. Administrator Mary's busy with it now, obviously making sure, particularly what we call shelf goods, because where do they go and why do we order them? Because why do you buy them if you're not going to use them? And they've got a turnaround time. They can't be there forever. So we have got that in hand. And we've done an audit of the very few stores that we've got. We've got 4 stores, but very little procurement has been done, very little stock on hand. For example, electricity transformers, we've got a couple there, but nothing vast. But the entire SCM system is also being reviewed. A contract that had expired 18 months ago, they've now been re-advertised. And that's just to give an equal opportunity to everybody and to procure the right services for the right price.
My guest is Gilberto Martins, Head of Administration at the Mfuleni Local Municipality. If you want to be part of the conversation, please dial in on 0861-987-000 so that you can be part of this conversation. Gilberto, we are heading towards local government elections, and I suppose as administrators you are quite cognizant of that, so that when at some point a new council is elected come 27 October 2021, if those elections go ahead, they would be able to find a viable municipality that can be handed over to that council and they exercise enough stewardship. I know that in some studies that have been done on local government in the province of Gauteng, the issue of political leadership came out quite strongly, and the interface between political leadership and the administration is seemingly coming up quite seriously. What are you going to be doing in the next few months at Mfuleni to ensure that you put in a system in place that can hold long after you have left?
Well, that is the trick, and that is the deliverable that we have to deliver to the communities of Mfuleni, is to leave something there. And interestingly enough, it's nothing new. Sometimes it's implementing what already exists. The Municipal Finance Act is there, so it's just that if you're not following the steps, if you're not following the procedures, then you'll end up in a situation that we're doing. So when we leave, what we want to make sure is that, first of all, in terms of the elections, everything we're doing now is not election-based, it's community-based.
Yeah.
Because it's been happening for a while. It's not something that's just started. So from our point of view, all the work we're doing is to make sure that the communities get what they deserve and the mandate is served. When we leave, October, whenever we are told to leave, what we need to know is, for example, that the procurement systems that are law are being effectively done. The HR unit, which may have skills and may not have skills in terms of the bigger picture, needs to be capacitated. And that's really what we have to do. So the overall financial recovery plan in October, when it's handed over to the councillors and the executives and the political leads, they should be able to carry on. But important is the officials.
Yeah.
Because once we leave, the officials in. So there's got to be effective monitoring and evaluation by the political leadership, the executive directors of what's happening on the ground.
I mean, Gilberto, talking about, effective monitoring and evaluation of that work, you've been involved in a few administration teams, so you've got quite a global picture of local government, particularly here in Gauteng. What are some of the key issues that need to be resolved to try and pivot local government into what it ought to be for communities?
Well, I think at times the reliance on external monitoring and evaluation, which sometimes is good and sometimes it's negative. Now, for example, if you take in the Vol where you have an unfinished building, why? Because it started off wrong, it went wrong, and when it was picked up, when the monitoring and evaluation came in on the capital works and on the maintenance, it was too late. It was too late. So now we have a half-finished building, which we're hoping to try and get finished for the communities because that's what they needed. It's part of the IDP. Mm. So what we've found in local government, sometimes monitoring and evaluation and consequence management is taken very lightly. Now, if I tell you that the Auditor General report, for the Auditor General report of 2019-2020, because they're running 2 years behind at the moment, it's scaling on, there's no consequence management. Orders are done without the proper procedure. So all of these issues, people are employed without the proper procedure. People complain to the public protector. So simple things are taken for granted and due process is not followed. And then what happens when they found out, the official just simply carries on. And this is the problem. You need to consequence management, skills. I'm not saying everybody's wrong, but I'm saying if you don't know enough, skill someone, give them the training, empower them. But the minute you've got all of that and you still do something wrong, there's got to be consequences of your actions, because your actions are making not one problem, it's making 10 or 15,000 problems in Boy Patong or in Tapisa. That's the problem. It's, people don't realize that. I do something wrong in the office, the impact's not on me. It's going to be on the communities out there, and they deserve more.
And Gilberto, before I let you go, now going forward, what are the key issues you are going to be focusing on? You seem to be quite happy with the cooperation you are receiving from the national government, particularly on water and sanitation issues, the backlogs around SMMEs. No doubt you want to collect more revenue, but what are some of the things that you are going to be focusing on now to ensure that that municipality is restored back to normalcy?
Well, the national program with water and sanitation through Minister Sisulu is critical, and obviously we're fully behind it, and we will be supporting them as they roll out. That's critical to us. Number two, the debtors. We need to clean up our debtor schedule and get down to ground zero. That's critical for us, including billing and the so-called misalignments and bills which are wrong. So that's the second thing. And the third thing for us now is certainly the capacity of the municipality. So we're picking those three for now, and that's what we'll probably work in the next 2 months.
Financially, are you in a good place? Do you have enough budget to execute on this, or will you need some cash injection?
No. Well, let's be real. The budget at the moment is unfunded, because what you do is you project on collections. If your collections fail, you can't deliver. So you get your normal grants. And sadly, the one big issue, we don't spend our grants effectively. We have to spend them. We're not in a brilliant cash. If I say to you we're on zero,
yeah,
and we work everything, we literally collect and pay. That's where we are. However, what we have got starting on the 1st of July is a new financial year. And together with that, there is a plan to ensure that it will be a funded budget. By this, I mean there will be many cutbacks, like there are already cost containments, things that we're not spending money where we don't have to spend it. Spend money on basic services, service delivery, and things that will make the communities in the municipality run.
Gilbertos, thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for the opportunity. Much appreciated.
Appreciated our side too. Gilberto Martins, Mfuleni, local municipality administrator there, just giving us an update as to what is happening, the next steps going forward, especially given that come 27 October 2021, all things staying the same, we will be seeing local government elections, and I have no doubt the new council would want to inherit a municipality that they can actually position themselves as leadership over and take charge rather than being under the shadow of administrators. Well, it is 10:30. It's time for Power News Headlines with Shoki.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.